G'day everyone, Ian here, Ian from Brisbane. I'm driving for a change. I don't normally do this, I don't normally do these audio boos while driving. I really don't intend on doing too many of them. I think it's a little bit distracting. The concentration involved in doing an audio boo is such that I think maybe driving's not the best way to do it. But I thought for a change I'd do this. I'm just heading back home from Dad's. I thought I'd pop on over this day. It's the 15th of April 2014. And I went over to Dad's because Dad lives down on the coast. Brisbane's just a little bit inland, but Dad's in one of the bayside suburbs. And I went down there, gave him a call. I said, hey, I want to come down to see the lunar eclipse, because here in Australia, we were really fortunate in that just as the sun was setting, the moon was coming up, and the moon was in total eclipse when it rose, and it was fully in the shadow with the light that was falling on it going through the Earth's atmosphere, which caused the moon to have a red hue to it. And when I arrived, it was still in the cloud that was way over in the distant horizon. And eventually, after I got Dad a little bit motivated, after the cranky old bastard that he is, you know, got him underway, we jumped in the car and we just went down to the foreshore, which is only a couple of hundred meters from where he lives, but at 81 years of age nearly, and in the early evening, I thought it was best to drive him down rather than force him to walk. So we went down and had a look at the moon, and it was quite spectacular. I remember when my dad was a young man and when I was just a little tacker, I mean little, like 6, 9 years of age, I remember Dad getting myself and my two younger sisters and asking us to come out onto the back stairs of the house, and he pulled his handkerchief out and he muttered some mumbo jumbo and he waved it at the moon and he said, now watch the moon over the next little while. And over the next little while it slowly disappeared. And I remember being confused. I vaguely remember being old enough to know that it wasn't magic. He was sort of doing something that was smart. But he made the moon disappear. And I always wanted to do that with my daughter, but the lunar eclipse never fell in the early evening, which you need for little kids, or there was cloud. Unfortunately, I missed it. So when I heard about this lunar eclipse this year, I heard about it about 9 months ago, as a matter of fact, and I heard that it was going to be a cracker, and I heard that it was going to be early evening, and I heard that it was going to be just perfect, depending on the weather, for little kids. I told my work colleague, Yoko, who has a four-year-old, that he can impress his daughter enough that she will remember it for a lifetime. So he said he was going to do it today. He's gone out and he's hopefully done some magic for his little girl. And she will be amazed at the red moon that has slowly lit up as the last hour and a half has gone past. It's now 7:30 and the moon is basically back in its full moon sort of mode. But 2 hours ago, hour and a half, 2 hours ago, it was in total eclipse. Quite spectacular. We were very fortunate here on the east coast of Australia to see the blood moon in all of its glory. It was good. It was good. And it was good to drop over and spend a bit of time with Dad to share the experience with him as well. Unfortunately, you people in the UK, you didn't get it because it was during the day for you, so you didn't have the opportunity. Although I understand that maybe a few of you in Canada and the US, maybe you got a chance to see it. If you managed to get up in the early hours of the morning, you would have seen it. But here in Australia, we were very, very fortunate to have it at the most convenient time of the day in the early evening. Yeah, all's good. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. Cheers for now. Bye-bye.